Right now, we're talking to Aaron Heaton. He's better known as Heatbox, also known as the One Man Entertainment System. He blends vocal percussion and acapella with hip-hop and R&B and creates some amazing sound textures. He's from Minneapolis, coming up here to Papa Charlie's at 9 p.m. on Saturday. It's a free show, and he's really a one-of-a-kind act. How are you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm glad that you're coming up. It's been a while since I think you've been up here. I remember seeing you at, man, maybe the last Snowball that they had, but not since then.
Yep, it's been a couple of years.
Man, I don't know where to start. You got so much going on in your music. How did you start beatboxing?
I was just doing it in high school with all the other guys that were doing it. And then they all got real jobs, and I never did, so...
Figured out that wasn't for you pretty quickly.
Yeah, I tried having regular jobs, and I was a really bad employee, so that wasn't working out very good.
Well, I think you found something good anyway.
Yeah.
Were you involved in the hip-hop scene in Minneapolis at all at that point?
You know, I wouldn't say that I really was. I knew some of the guys from Atmosphere and stuff, but we weren't close friends or anything, and I really wasn't in that scene so much. I actually... I ended up in the jam band scene more, kind of a hippie culture thing.
Huh.
So that really worked out for me.
Yeah, I guess that kind of goes hand in hand. If you're doing stuff on the fly.
Yeah, part of the show is kind of jamming out, and sometimes I make up songs and things get weird, and sometimes it doesn't work, but sometimes it's a home run, so it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. When did the loop pedals start becoming a thing?
I got my first one probably in like 2004. And they were really new, and it was really blowing people's minds, the technology, so that was really cool for a couple of years.
And you've got two albums out, came out in the late 2000s, and then another one in 2013, so as a creator of original music, how do you construct something like a Heatbox song with so much going on?
That's a cool question. Everything's different every time, kind of, but really, I just like to make beats and stuff like that, and then also separately write lyrics, so then you kind of mix and match. You're like, oh, let's try these kind of lyrics over this song, or these kind of lyrics over this other song, or whatever, see what you like, see what works, see what doesn't, and usually I have a notebook full of just little one-sentence blurbs that I think of as lyrics, and then take a whole bunch of those and make them together to make something that makes sense later on.
So do you just do like a lot of experimentation with different pedals and effects and build from there?
Yeah, sometimes we go to a guitar store or whatever, try to see any new kind of technology that they've had out for vocal effects processors. And over the years, my toys have gone from just one loop pedal to now four things. I got one on my left hand, three on the ground. And now I play a ukulele too, so we just keep adding one more thing to the show.
Well, there's been so many like new like vocoding effects and autotune just in like the last few years. I feel like that's really taken off. Has that changed your music?
I haven't gotten a new pedal for like about 5 years, so wow. I need to get my head back out there and look at those new things. But it's kind of a fine balance for me between, you know, what constitutes beatboxing anymore and what, you know, like what's cheating kind of.
And you do a lot of covers as well. What are some interesting songs that you've transformed with your sound?
I've been doing Henry Belafonte songs lately, like from the Beetlejuice movie.
Wow.
Those are pretty cool. Anything that you wouldn't normally think of beatboxing when you hear it, like I do, I like to do The Doors and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that you wouldn't think of as a beatboxing song, I think that's when it gets to be the most fun.
Well, how about before a show? Do you have to, first off, how do you train your voice to do the things that it does, and how do you keep that up during a gig?
Just a steady diet of whiskey cokes.
Man, I'm like halfway there then.
Like, yeah, man.
But honestly, like, what does it take?
Well, I would say I've just been performing about 3,000 shows over the last, you know, 13 years, so. That's probably most of it right there.
Where do you do a lot of your shows, or where is your music taking you?
I usually stick to the Midwest, where I'm from, but I've gotten to do a lot of cool stuff. I've gotten to do Scotland and China and Dubai and New Zealand and all sorts of great stuff. Hawaii, the Virgin Islands, almost all 50 states. So it's been really good.
Do you do collaborations with other artists?
Yeah, sometimes. I've been on some other albums and stuff. I tend to just make my albums by myself. But I usually bring a guy named Maxophone with me. He won't be able to come to the Lutzen show, but he's my number one guy for just hanging out on the road and jamming out with.
And just going through a couple of your songs here, they got kind of like some wild, spacey themes going on, talking about Milky Way and pizza love. Where does all that come from?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I just I always like outer space, and a bunch of people have told me that I'm probably from outer space, so that would make a lot of sense.
I saw some music videos that you had of the, those were pretty spacey as well.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just kind of the natural way that these things turn out. I don't have a theme in mind, really. We just sort of start, and that's usually what comes out of my brain.
Well, we're super happy to have you back up here. If people haven't seen you before, what's the energy at a Heatbox show like?
Oh, it's awesome. We're dancing. All I want is for people to dance and smile. Those are the two goals. So if I can get those two things done, then it's been a good job.
And I think last time you were up here, you had some friends with you. I want to say it was like Neapolitans. Is that still a thing?
Yeah. Well, we're all busy, and one of the guys lives in Hawaii now. So his name's Alex Steele. And when all three of us get together, we've only gotten to do like three shows ever, but when we get together, it's a really good time.
I feel lucky that I got to see one of them then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So after this show, what's next for you? Is there new music on the horizon or more shows?
Yeah, I'm a part of a big Christmas show where there's tap dancing and a full-piece funk, seven-piece funk band, and I put on a big Santa Claus costume and stuff at one point, and it's really great. It's called Rhythmic Circus Red and Green, and we're doing two big shows at the Ames Center, which used to be called the Burnsville Performing Arts Center, on December 15th and 16th. And I've been with that group for almost 10 years, and those are my last two shows with them. I'm retiring from that, so that'd be a cool thing to come see.
I guess my last question is, and I hope this doesn't sound too stupid, I know you're on the phone, but can we hear some beatboxing?
You know, I'm in the middle of a Wendy's, so here we go.
That was just accentuated so much better by the fact it's in a Wendy's.
There's a couple of people giving me a look right now.
I was just going to say. Matt, how do you do the record scratch? That's on like all of your songs. How do you do that?
It's a little trick where you squeeze your throat, kind of like when you do the, that voice. That's like the, and then when you slow the record down, you breathe in and go, yeah.
Man, I gotta tell you, that's sounding really good through the limited range of a telephone conversation.
Yeah, it probably sounds even dirtier. It's awesome.
It is. Well, man, thanks for taking the time to speak with us. This is Aaron Heaton. He goes by Heatbox, and he's going to be playing a free show at Papa Charlie's on Saturday at 9 p.m. Where can people find more about your music?
Go to heatboxllc.com. Or you can just Google Heatbox. I'm on SoundCloud and iTunes and Bands in Town and all that stuff, and you can get some digital downloads if you'd like.
All right. Thanks so much, man. Enjoy your Wendy's.
I will. Thank you, Will.